Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Donald Fagen and Steely Dan bringing us back. This is your big day. That's Peg. That's one of their best ones. 17 Till, welcome back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You're starting to get the picture, right, folks? I'm glad you're here. Tracy Eden is here. Tracy is a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, national director, marketing director at Commercial Finance Group, CFG.com. Tracy, thanks again for hanging out with us. You gave us a little bit of a tour of how of what the banks are up to these days with regard to helping small business owners. You know, one thing, Tracy, you were talking about how that there's actually a downturn in activity from banks to you because they're out there working with their small business customers, medium-sized business customers, and so if they're not finding you people, it's because they're not finding people. And when I pull my own audience, and when I do reporting on at least two other national surveys, Tatum and NFIB, both of them consistently for 5 years now have said small business owners have all the financing they need. And when I ask my audience, would you like to have, you know, what is your loan requirements? Would you like to do? The vast majority of my guys are saying, I don't want a loan. We don't need no stinking loan.
No, this what we're coming off of with this meltdown is a focus on what too much leverage did to our economy,
right,
to some of our households. And so you've got, you know, smart businessmen that are sitting there saying, I'm going to try to run this thing, you know, deleveraged. They're not out there floating paper in the commercial paper market. You know, they're not out there with multiple bank lines and the ability that a Fortune 500 company can function under. You know, they've got to keep it very tight, lean, and mean. And so what they've done is figured out how to create a smarter supply chain, if you will, or leverage between just their cash conversion cycle to allow for them to function with less.
The good news, if there is anything good about the crash and the subsequent pitiful recovery we've had, is that small business owners have learned how to become better operators.
Oh, exactly.
It's the day of the operator. It's not the day of the marketer, the day of the sales manager. It's the day. It's the time of the operator. And they've learned how to deleverage, as you said. They've learned how to. If there's one thing on a small business that survived, if there's one thing they know is what it takes to operate that business. They know how little they can operate on, don't they?
You've got a smarter businessman who's paying closer attention.
Don't forget our business women.
And women. No. We've just signed up a couple of female-run businesses that are doing phenomenal. But they're paying closer attention to financials, forecasts, supply chain, contracts, negotiations with their banks, with us. You've just got a much more educated and prepared small business CEO that's walking into an environment and saying, you know, we just signed up a small specialized coatings company that's going from $250,000 last year in revenue. He'll do about $400,000 this year. And this guy is so on the ball with what it means to extend credit, contracts with customers, his financial performance, looking at making sure he's got his financial advisors in place and CPAs and working closely with every decision he makes. And this is a guy doing $400,000 a year revenue. That is a small business.
That's right.
But to survive, he's got to make sure he doesn't have much ink to spill on the paper.
But let me tell you something. But here's the problem with that. See, what you just described is Europe. You just described Europe. In Europe, they're afraid of failure in Europe. And the European business community has, there's no redemption in Europe. If you fail, if you bankrupt, your children are marked. Did you know that? Your
right,
children,
yeah, because of the...
I mean, the old Testament passage, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. That's the marketplace in Europe. They're afraid to grow. It's the reason, it's the single reason why the European economy limps along year after year, good times or bad, at around 1.5 to 2% growth, because they are afraid to grow. Because if they fail, if they're afraid to take risks, because if they fail, they'll be branded for life and their children will be branded for life. In America, we don't do that. We have redemption here. You can take bankruptcy. You can fail and come back and live to fight another day. The only reason why we're, but in America, we're getting like that, Tracy. We're getting to the point where we're afraid to take risks because of the stupid things that are going on in Washington, for one thing, the policies that are coming out of there. And that's manifesting in this report you're giving us right now. No, I don't want to borrow money because I don't want to take a risk.
But our laws are supposed to be that bankruptcy, you're expunged after 7 years.
Yeah.
But I can tell you right now in our financial community, if you have had a bankruptcy, most banks aren't going to touch you.
Well, no.
They want to see 10 to 15 years.
Well, maybe so, but I'm telling you, you're not branded. Never mind the banking industry in Europe; you're branded by everybody.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah. No,
we are heading that way.
I'm not recommending bankruptcy to anybody. I'm just saying, in America, we don't let the fear of that prevent us from taking risks, but we're not doing that now, and that's the reason. That's the single reason why the economy is half of what it should be. Tintail, right back with Tracy Eden after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.